We've got the doors wide open at my house, Rosie on the house, for you, the Arizona homeowner. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. We do have Miss Stephanie on hold. We'll get to her in just a minute, but I wanted to talk to Miss Tracy Rokas a little bit, that is a showroom designer for TWD Design Build Remodel. Tracy, we're seeing a lot of, I haven't seen it before. If I look through historical architectural digests and Phoenix Home and Gardens, it's not something I can ever remember us doing. But now we're going with different type cabinets and two color cabinets in the same kitchen. And I would say, I don't know about y'all, but we're doing it in probably a fourth of the kitchens we're remodeling right now.
Yes, we're seeing a lot of it, really almost every day, and people are noticing it in all kinds of other on Pinterest or House or whatever is out there, and they're coming in and they're asking for it. But it's also something we're recommending. It gives it gives a little personality to your kitchen. It gives some depth to if you're seeing. We usually do a lighter cabinet maybe on top. Or we do the island in a darker or a wood stain and maybe a white perimeter. But we are mixing a lot of our kitchens. We're mixing, and we're even going as far as putting in three different cabinet colors.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, wow. Like we might do an island in one color, the perimeter in another, and maybe the refrigerator or the double oven cabinets in something, or maybe a wood hood in a third color. Wood, bringing a touch of wood back in, particularly if you're using painted cabinets, is really been popular. In our showroom, we do have a three-color kitchen, but most people are going with two, I would say. But I'm designing a couple right now where they're doing some, you know, different countertops and different cabinets in the two sections of the kitchen.
Well, we have for a long time had customers that wanted the island to almost be furniture grade, separate from the cabinets. But this trend towards the distinct different color of cabinets within the same room, I've in 40 plus years, I never remember doing that. But boy, it's popular right now.
Yeah, it is. And it's also one of the things people are doing is they're adding a color, like a blue or like a navy blue or even an aqua or even a green for their island. And they're really showing their personality and what they really want in their kitchen.
Be bold.
It's very bold. I love it.
Let's see if Gary can bring in Miss Stephanie, and let's see if we can feel Stephanie's call while she's been patiently waiting online. Good morning, Stephanie. How can my team of experts here help you this morning?
Well, Rosie, I just wanted to share with you an idea that might have intrigued some of your designers and other people in relationship to having to use space and redesign space in the house. My darling husband built, and we had the electronics on it and everything, and he built me a desk that goes up and down, and it's, you know, electric. And so people who of different heights who might, like children that might be working at a lower level and doing something, or if I need to stand up, if I don't want to sit all day. And I just think that that's a really neat concept to accommodate some of the problems that have arisen. And sharing space too.
Well,
we had to
sure.
find a way. We had to find a way to share to get a piece of equipment in. You know, gym equipment because couldn't go to the gym, and so we incorporated in that and enabling, you know, to have something go up and down like that helps you because the space underneath can be used. So that's all I wanted to tell you, and I'm loving the show today.
Well, I tell you what, Miss Stephanie, anyone as inventive as your husband certainly is capable of shooting me a little video of how this works and how y'all apply it to your living environment right there in your own home. I'd love to see it if you could shoot that little video and get it to rosieonthehouse.com. I'd sure appreciate it.
Rosie, I'm laughing because as inventive and marvelous and smart as my husband is, he's so technologically dumb. I have no other way to say it. I don't even think he could shoot a video. Well, I bought him a camera, one of the upgraded phones last year.
Yeah.
He still doesn't know how to. He went from a flip phone.
Okay.
Because we were going overseas, and I wanted him to not have to carry the camera equipment.
It sounds
and
like
he still hasn't figured it out. So I'll see if he thinks he can do it.
He can make a nuclear device, but he can't start the car kind of thing.
Oh,
you got it. Yeah. It's so true. I'm telling you, if he still gets a map out. He has a phone. All he has to do is put where he wants to go in it, and it tells him, but he still gets the map out. So what can I tell you? I love him. He makes me wonderful things. I'm not complaining.
Well, it sounds like what he invented for you there is that adjustable height desk. We kind of assume she probably was going towards the we have them all in the office where the desk, you can sit down and work for a while, but, you know, you need a little invigoration. You push a button and it raises to stand-up height, and you can operate at your desk standing up for a little while.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and I know it's been super popular with the pandemic because people are working from home, and it also makes your workspace, and particularly your office, a great, more functional, and better for your health, I think, sitting and standing.
Excellent. We're here with Ron and Tracy from TWD Design Build Remodel. Designers, if you've got design questions, feel free to give us a ring right here at my house, Rosie on the House.